Sports Buzz on 97.7 The River.
Tonight's NBA Finals kick off. Third straight year, LeBron James and the Cavs go against Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors. Your Dubs in the NBA Finals again.
Yeah, baby.
So let's get you pumped up. I've got some interesting facts about this series against the Cavs and the Warriors. Warriors enter the finals a perfect 12-0 so far this postseason.
Yes.
They're the first team to accomplish that feat since the NBA switched to the current playoff format in 2003, rather. The 1988, 89, and 2000-2001 LA Lakers also went to the finals undefeated, but they were 11-0.
Ah.
Cavs are at 12-1 with one loss to Boston last round.
Uh-huh.
This is the first time that the same two teams have faced off three consecutive NBA finals.
Really?
Cleveland won last year. And the Warriors won the year before. So it's, as we've mentioned, the rubber match between the two franchises. If Cleveland wins, it'll be the 12th time in NBA history that a team has won consecutive NBA titles since they won last year. The Warriors have not lost a game with their big four. Curry, Klay Thompson, Kevin Durant, and Draymond Green since February 28th.
Wow.
In that loss...
Uh-huh.
It was because Durant was injured 93 seconds into the first quarter.
Whoa.
So with all of them healthy, they've not lost a game.
Nice.
The Warriors are 27-1 in their last 28 games.
My God.
Whoo! Now, the Cavs.
Amazing.
The Cavs may be the reigning champs, but they're also the underdogs. Website 538.com has the Warriors' odds of winning the title at 90%.
Oh, my God. That's amazing.
Yeah. Now, of course, they also predicted the presidential election and had Hillary Clinton's chance of winning just about as high.
Oh, wow.
So for whatever that's worth.
Most people had her winning the election.
That's true. Everyone's going to be looking for LeBron and Durant. It's going to be a key matchup.
Uh-huh.
But one they might be missing is Kyrie Irving against Steph Curry. Kyrie had the edge across the board in last year's NBA Finals. And if you remember that Game 7... He scored that last bucket with, 40 seconds. I think it was a three with, 40, 50 seconds left. That was really the difference maker in that game. So
wow,
be on the lookout for him. LeBron James and Steph Curry rank first and second in NBA Finals history with the most three-pointers made.
Mm.
LeBron has 68. Steph Curry has 57.
Wow.
So there you go. A little pumped up now.
Yeah.